Word of the Lord this morning to the book of Philippians, chapter number 2. Philippians, chapter number 2. We'll begin reading in verse number 12 of Philippians, chapter number 2. Wherefore, my beloved, as you've always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Lord, today we thank you for the opportunity we have to come and assemble ourselves here in this house of worship. We ask you, Lord, today that you might take this word today, you might apply it to our hearts and our lives, that, Lord, you might give thy servant the unction of the Holy Spirit. And Father, for everything that you do today, we want to praise you and thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. I saw the beginning of a movie the other morning, I can't remember which. And I have no idea what the name of the movie was, what the movie was about. But right at the beginning, there was a little boy and a man walking by a swimming pool, and they picked up a glove, and it was glowing. And the little boy said, what's that? And the man said, well, it's fluorescent. And he said, well, what's fluorescent mean? He said, that means shining through. And I thought, well, that's what we all ought to be for the Lord today. We ought to be fluorescent Christians. And, you know, that's what the Apostle Paul is saying here in our text verse in verse number 15 today, that among whom you shine as lights in the world. You see, we should be a fluorescent Christian today. Jesus should shine through us this morning. We are to shine as lights in the world. Jesus, we know, was the light of the world, but Jesus also told us as God's children today that we are the light of the world today. We are the ones that are supposed to show forth the good works that we do, that we might glorify the Lord this morning. We are to shine as lights in the world today. And as you read this text here in verse 15, and as you study what Jesus said, we need to realize this morning that we're not just the light of the church, but we're really the light of the world today. And so my question today is, are you a fluorescent Christian? Is Jesus shining through your life? Are you today following the commands and being obedient to what the Lord teaches us here in His Word? And so look this morning at this text for just a moment with me and see what the Lord is saying to us all today. He talks here about a crooked and a perverse nation in verse number 15, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation. Now, if you study the history of the time in which Paul lived, that certainly described the nation of Philippi. That described the place to which Paul was writing this epistle. But it also today describes the world in which you and I live, that it is a crooked and perverse nation today. The word literally means that it's wicked and twisted. I thought about that today, and I thought about the other day I got some lumber, and I went to use it, and when I stood it up to use it, it not only was bent this way, it was twisted this way. And it's pretty hard to use a piece of lumber that's bent. It's also about impossible to use it when it's so bent and then it's twisted also. And you see, today, that's what the Apostle Paul is saying about the nation to which he was writing this epistle. But the Holy Spirit hath he inspired him, was writing to you and I this morning, and he's saying that the nation in which we lived is wicked today, and it's twisted today. It's not only bent in the wrong direction, it's twisted also today. And so we need to realize that Paul is writing to this church, and the church in his day was in the midst of a wicked and perverse nation. The church of today is in the middle of a wicked and perverse nation. Today it's a nation today, a world of darkness. In the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul, as he writes that church in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 12, he said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." We're not fighting flesh and blood this morning, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I think we sometimes get so caught up in looking at individuals today, and we get so caught up in fighting for causes, and we are against this, we think that we're actually fighting against flesh and blood. But today we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're not warring against flesh and blood. We're warring today against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. The Apostle Paul called the Satan in one place the prince of the power of the air. And today we need to realize that there's rulers of darkness. This world is in darkness today because the prince of the power of the air is darkness today. And so Paul is saying that this world is a world of darkness. In chapter 5 and verse number 11, he tells us something. And he said, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness." In verse number 8, he said, "For ye were sometimes darkness." You see, there's the works of darkness, the fruits of darkness today. And we're living in a world today when we can see so many things today. You know, but the problem I experiencing today in our world is, I believe, explained probably in the title of a McKamey hymn of many years ago when it said, "Getting used to the dark." We're getting used to the dark this morning. You know, sometimes you can be inside and you are in a brightly lit building and you step outside and you can't hardly see anything because it's so dark. But you stand there for a little while and what happens? You begin to get used to the dark and things begin to take shape. The other evening I stepped outside my new building and they'd put down some blacktop that day. And it was pretty bright inside and I stepped outside and I couldn't hardly see where to walk because it was so black everywhere. But, you know, I stood there for a few minutes, and I was able to see the outline. I was able to see what I needed to do. I believe that's what's happening in our world this morning. We're getting used to the dark. We're comfortable in the dark. We can walk in the dark. We can labor in the dark. We can do things in the dark anymore. The world's in darkness, and today the world today is filled with this evil and wickedness today because of the darkness that we see today. Somebody used to say, "Where were you when the lights went out?" Well, the old question, I guess, would be very simple. You're in the dark today. We live in a time of darkness. Old fellow was praying in a little country church one evening during revival, and boy, he was really praying, and he was sitting down on it and praying and praying and praying, and a thunderclap came, and the lights went out, and when he opened his eyes, he began to yell, "Y'all pray for me. I done went stone blind." What are we doing today? We're living in a world of darkness today. We're stumbling in the darkness. That's why people are today acting like they are. They're in darkness. They're like a blind man stumbling along, and they're walking toward the edge of an abyss. They're walking toward the edge of destruction. They're walking toward the edge today of the judgment of God because this world is filled with darkness. But it's not only a world of darkness, it's a world of depravity. Man is a totally depraved creature today. That's why we should never be surprised about what happens. Now, I am sometimes surprised and shocked. I'm not saying that I'm not. But to be honest with you today, man is so depraved. Man is so wicked today on the inside. He is totally under the command of the spirit of disobedience today, the spirit of rebellion, that we probably never should be surprised and shocked at what takes place in our world today. Now think about it. The only thing that keeps this world today from really going in the totally other direction is the Holy Spirit of God and the presence of Christians. There's still, and we'll see that in just a moment. But you see today, as that begins to move out, that's why you're seeing more and more and more and more of this depravity coming out. Or was it this past week over in the state of Alabama that a mother and our stepmother and grandmother punished a little girl, they said, for lying about eating some candy, and they walked her till she collapsed and literally died from exhaustion because of some kind of disease. She had asthma or something like that. And brother, that's depravity when you begin to think about it. Take a little 9-year-old girl, I had punished them to the point that you literally kill them and then have no qualms about it. That's depravity. And somebody says, well, why did they do that? They're depraved. Their heart is totally depraved today. The Apostle Paul puts it this way. Listen in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 with me once again. See what Paul says about this. What the Lord says about it, to be honest with you today. I got to find it real quickly. But he says today that they're past feeling, you see. I don't know exactly. I can't find my exact verse today, but Paul says that people are past feeling. They don't have any feeling. They don't have any love. They don't have any affection. They don't have anything today. They're literally past feeling this morning because today that they are totally and completely depraved. They don't care anything about these people today. They're depraved. We're living in a world of depravity today. I read several years ago about a man by the name of Stephen Judy up in Indiana. And he killed a woman and her 3 children and was put to death in the electric chair. And some of his last words were, they asked him, did he have any remorse? And he said, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything. Well, I thought, there's what Paul is talking about, total depravity of man. And that's the world in which we live. That's why people can kill you without even thinking about it. You know, that's why you'll drive down the streets of a city and somebody will kill you just so they can get into a gang. They'll kill you to take a few dollars from your pocket. They'll kill you just because they didn't like the way that you looked at them. Why? Man is totally depraved, and that's the world in which we live today. A world of darkness and a world of depravity. But it's also this morning a world of damnation. You see, we're condemned before God. Jesus said, I didn't come into the world to condemn the world. Jesus wasn't born in a manger in Bethlehem's barn today to bring condemnation into this world. Jesus today didn't come as the Son of God to be the Lamb of God to bring condemnation to the world. He said, I didn't come to condemn the world. The world is already condemned. That's the reason I had to come. The world is already under the condemnation of God. It's already under the judgment of God. You see, today when you have a trial and after all the evidence has been presented, there's a verdict that is rendered. And today the verdict has been rendered against all humanity, and in Romans chapter 3 that all are guilty before God. And today the judgment and the verdict against all humanity today is guilty, guilty, guilty. And that's the way the world in which we live today. They're guilty. They're in a world of condemnation. They're in a world of damnation. They're under the judgment of God. They're already guilty. They're already condemned. We walk around every day amongst a bunch of condemned individuals today. They're on death row. today, they're waiting the time that they will step into eternity without the Lord Jesus Christ, and they'll find then that they were condemned before God. And somebody comes along and says, well, I don't understand that. But let me explain it to you one more time. You're totally depraved. And as a totally depraved individual, you inherited Adam's sin. And Adam's sin today has separated man from God. Until that bridge today is gapped by the blood of Jesus Christ, you're under the condemnation of God. The sin debt has to be paid. There's no way around it today. And that's the world in which you and I live today. That's why Paul said it's a twisted and a perverse nation. The reason this nation is twisted and perverse. The reason every time we look up, they're trying to find and pass laws to allow two men or two women to marry. The reason today we are finding little children are abused and killed. The reason today we're finding this morning of rapes and robberies. And we're finding today all manner of evil and problems in our world today is because it's an evil, a crooked and a perverse nation. It's a wicked and an evil time in which we live. It's a world of darkness, depravity, and damnation. And people are fighting against the wrong thing today. Listen to me carefully. We're not fighting the Democrats. I understand that. I'm not saying vote for Democrats. Please don't misunderstand me. But we need to understand, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. It goes a lot higher than that today. And we better look at what we really need to fight against. That's what Paul is saying here. We're fighting today. We're warring against this prince of the power of the air. And so today, we live in a world today like that. But then Paul says we need to do something. He said, we need to shine, we need to shine, I'm going to need to shine. A little song used to say, what, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, I'm going to let it shine. That's what Paul is saying. Verse number 12, he talks about working out our salvation. A lot of people try to twist and make that verse into a works salvation, but Paul is simply saying that it's got to come out. Something needs to come out of us today. That we need to allow the Lord to come through us today and work in this world and show forth His goodness and His grace today. You see, today it's not us doing it. He said in verse 13, for it is God which worketh in you. He said, we have to depend on the Lord. I'll give you a good illustration of that. Several years ago, when I was started preaching, Brother Jimmy Robinson was my pastor. And me and him went to a place to a Bible conference. And so he was going to preach that evening. And so the pastor come up to me, Brother Roy Bostick, and he said, I want you to preach this afternoon. I said, no, I don't got no sermon. I don't know nothing about this. I said, Brother Jimmy, what do I do? And he said, man, just depend on the Lord. I said, depend on the Lord. He said, that's all I can tell you, just depend on the Lord. I thought, well, I guess that's what I'll do. And I got back there and I went to praying and asked the Lord what to do. And I looked over and here was this piece of paper laying. And it was a sermon. I thought, hallelujah. Well, I preached that sermon that evening. Boy, he come running up to me and he said, where'd you get that? I said, I found it laying on that front pew. He said, that was my sermon I was going to preach tonight. What am I going to do? I said, depend on the Lord, brother. That's all I can tell you. You got to depend on the Lord sometime, amen. What Paul is saying is, it's not us, it's God in us. He's the one doing the work today. And so we got to allow God to do the work in our life this morning. You see, he said in verse number 14 that we're to do it without grumbling and mumbling. He says murmuring and disputing, but it's the same thing, grumbling and mumbling. No, we need to shine the light of God's love and God's grace and God's mercy into a world in which you and I live today. I thought about many people who've done that through great adverse situations. I thought about, and I read just recently that Joni Erickson Tata, who in 1967 and a diving accident was rendered quadriplegic. And through all of this, she's been a witness for the Lord. She's learned to paint with her, hold up the brush in her mouth, and all different things, recorded songs, and been a Christian testimony and witness for the Lord through all of the trials and tribulations that she went through in life. Been a great inspiration to many. Just recently, they diagnosed her with breast cancer, and somebody asked her, and she said, well, whatever the Lord's will is, I'm still going to minister for Him. And she's shining today as a light of God through a world of darkness. Then I thought about a lady by the name of Carrie Weeks. I'm sure all of you heard of her. Probably never heard of her in your life, have you? Well, a couple here might have, but she was a lady in the last church I passed. Well, the church I passed in Alabama for many years. She worked all of her life in the garment industry. She was getting pretty well up in years when I was her pastor. But she was always smiling. She had surgery. She fell. She always getting into trouble. She'd never married. She fell one time and lay in the floor for about 4 days before they found her. And every time I'd see her, I'd say, how you doing, Miss Carrie? I'm doing fine. Called me one Sunday morning. Her sister called me and said that she'd been put back in intensive care in Columbus Hospital. And she said, she wants to see you. Will you come? I said, I'll come soon as church is over. I'll be there. I went down to Columbus and went in to see her. And she looked up at me, and all she said was, I love you, and will you preach my funeral? And I said, well, I'll speak at your funeral. You've already preached your funeral. She was a light that shined. She was a great inspiration to me. She was a great inspiration to many in the church because of everything she went through. She was always there shining for the Lord. That's what we ought to be today. We can mumble and grumble all we want to, but really doesn't do any good anyway. Ain't nobody listening. Not being ugly. Listen, as we go out in the world tomorrow and today and whenever, Paul is saying this is a wicked and a perverse nation. It's a world filled with darkness and depravity, and it's under the judgment of God. But we have the light. We ought to let Jesus shine through us into this world of darkness today. We ought to be fluorescent Christians and glow for the glory of God this morning. You see, people will never know the Lord till they see Him in us this morning. We're to be the light of the world. You see, we need to let people see the light. We need to let them see the light today of the gospel. You see, the gospel is the good news that, hey, you may be depraved. You may be living in darkness. You may be under the condemnation of God, but through the Lord Jesus Christ, you can receive forgiveness of your sin. You can be free from the guilt. You can be today set free and filled with peace and love and joy this morning. Paul said, hey, we need to shine the light of the gospel into the furthermost parts of the world today. We'll let the gospel shine through us. Many people are never going to come in the doors of Rocky Springs Baptist Church. Many people are not going to come into the doors of many other churches. But the church today is to go into the world and shine the light to them this morning. We're not just to shine our light here in this building, but when we go outside and let the gospel of Jesus Christ go out. We're to show and shine the light of God's grace. You know, we need to let people know, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, God's grace is sufficient today to save you. His grace is sufficient to redeem you. His grace is sufficient to renew you and reborn you. His grace is what it's all about this morning. You need to let people see the light of God's gift. The gift of Jesus Christ. What a glorious gift that was today. What a wonderful thing we can tell people today that God gave His Son. He so loved the world that He gave His Son. And that gift today comes to you. And with that gift comes eternal life this morning. Are you this morning shining? Are you a fluorescent Christian today? You see, Paul says in verse number 16 that therefore then we can hold forth the word of life, giving out the wonders of God's word and glorifying the Lord in what we do. Are we a fluorescent Christian this morning? Are we letting Jesus shine into the world of darkness and depravity and damnation? As we depart from here this morning, we don't need to shut the light off. We need to turn it on even brighter. This morning, let us all pray that God will work within us and God will shine through us, and we'll be have that inner glow that people might see Jesus in this world in which you and I live this morning. You see, the cure, that's the reason I said that we're not fighting the Democrats. We're not fighting the Republicans. We're not fighting. We're fighting the world of darkness and the prince of the power of the air. And no matter what legislation is enacted, no matter today what takes place in the political world, understand this, the only real solution is Jesus Christ. And that today is what we're to do. We're to shine forth and say, here's hope for you. We know that this situation you've gotten yourself into, but here's hope for you. Here's forgiveness for you. Here's, we know there are problems, but here's the solution. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we need to do this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Be fluorescent Christians in the world in which we live. All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Bruce Ben Barber, come. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've been together. We ask you to take this very simple message, use it for the honor and glory of Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. For all that you do, we'll praise you and thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.